Please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Today our text is the New Testament text, the Holy Gospel text, which is often called the parable of the sheep and the goats. But today we look at it from this point of view. We look at it from the point of view of Jesus, the King and the Judge. Please be seated. My dearest brother and sister in Christ Jesus, today we take a journey. We take a journey back into time as we are given to look forward to the very end, to the end of days, to Judgment Day. In days of old, the prophet Daniel was given to see the future. As he was allowed to look forward through the corridors of time, Daniel saw a book that was opened, and the royal court was seated. That which Daniel beheld was the end of days, Judgment Day. As the king was preparing to set upon his glorious throne, the blasphemy of all evil openly spoke arrogant words here on earth. This is the time in which we live. The proud words that you hear every day, words that blaspheme the Son, the one true God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, words that teach the doctrines of men, words that enlighten and flatter and puff up people, self-righteous words that are not salvific, that do not bring the kingdom of God in any way. These words are the words of venom. These are mind-numbing words, and that venom courses through them, searing their conscience before the coming day of wrath. The world is full. It's full of these words, lies that rail against the truth. And many, way too many, are persuaded by them. Fallen men are so confused by the lies of the evil one that they are no longer able to tell the difference between a man and a woman, male or female. They can no longer distinguish between what is right and what is wrong. They call that which is good evil, and that which is evil, they call good. It's fatal ignorance. It's a sign that we are living in the end of the age. We are living in the last days. Dear one, judgment is coming. No man will escape that dreadful and awful day. The great day of the Lord will strike fear into the hearts of men. For all men have sinned, you sin, I sin, by our works, by our lust, by our jealousies, by our coveting, by our selfishness, and especially by our lukewarm devotion to our only Savior. We have earned a place to his left. We should be standing in the very midst of the goats. Yet, dearly beloved, do not despair. Have no fear. Do not be afraid. You know the grace of God. You know his prophecy of today. You know that prophecy brings to you hope. To all who believe in the one true God, the holy triune God, there is not destruction, but there is life and life eternal. You are the ones who have inherited the kingdom, and that inheritance has been given to you as a free gift there at the font. And as you continue to come here to his church, to hear his word, to drink his blood and to eat his body, your faith is being strengthened. Your sins are forgiven. Even though wicked men speak self-righteous words, the lies of the devil will continue to deceive them. And not only to deceive them, but to deceive the nations. Soon, all of these self-righteous words, soon all of these blasphemies will be silenced. The beast will be silenced. Its false doctrine, its deadly lies will be cast into the fire. And there will be their fiery end, the fiery end of Satan himself and all of his evil angels. Hell was reserved for him, but joining his angels and himself there in hell will be all those who have blasphemed the Lord, all those who turned their back on the Lord and decided to live in this world according to their way and to speak self-righteous words, words that are not life, but words that are death, eternal death. Soon Jesus will return. Daniel saw it. He saw the one who was like the Son of Man coming with the clouds out of heaven. He saw the God-man draw nigh unto the Father and received all dominion and all glory and all kingdoms, so that all men and all nations and all tongues may serve him. His dominion, his lordship is everlasting. It shall never pass away. Daniel describes all of this as he is a captive in Babylon. Daniel sees all of this happening even 500 years before the birth of the Messiah. And half a millennium later, Jesus teaches the very same events. As he describes the last days to his disciples, then and today. St. John sees the same sequence, the same cosmic events that he describes as he writes the book of Revelation. This revelation of Jesus was given to John. And as John is writing, he is writing so that you will hear and so that you will believe, that you will believe in faith, and that when the King does come, you will not be afraid, but you will be prepared. You will be like the five wise virgins. Your lamp is full of oil, and your flame of faith is burning brightly, and you will follow your king, the bridegroom, into his kingdom, and there you will live in that light, his light forever. But no doubt about it, no doubt about it, the devil is active in this world this very second. His activity is actually increasing. Yet, have no fear. As you have heard, he will be silenced, and the beast will be slain. The hellfire of judgment is awaiting him and his demons and all those who follow him. All this, dear one, is more than just a fantastic vision. It is fact. Yes, it is fact. Our Lord's teaching this morning isn't a parable, even though many say that it is a parable. In the true sense of the term, it cannot be a parable, for what Jesus is teaching is fact. It is eschatological, facts of the end times. It is a teaching that will happen, that will occur. You and I know that the Son of Man became man, and that he is the Son of Man. He is the Son of God, the God-man. You know that he humbled himself, that he died for you, that he defeated death for you here. And when he does return on the great and glorious last day, he will come. He will come for you, His dear bride. That's His promise. He will keep His promise. The Son of Man will come in the clouds of heaven, and with Him will be all of His holy angels. And as He has promised, He comes to separate. He comes to take you out of this veil of tears. He comes soon on that great last day, which for you, dear one, is the first and the day that will last for eternity. But now in these days in which you live, we know that the flock isn't pure. We know that it's mixed. There are goats amongst the sheep, the goats of false doctrine, and the goats of false practices. And those who follow these goats will follow the evil one. False doctrine and false churches are not playthings. That's why we try to separate ourselves from them. For we know that they lead to death, to spiritual death. They speak words of the false prophet. They speak words of blasphemies of the evil one. When Jesus, the King and Judge, comes, though, He will come to separate, and His sheep will be placed on His right hand, but the goats on the left. The true church, the sum of all those who have saving faith in their King, in their Good Shepherd. You, dear Christian, you will be separated from the unbelieving. You will be separated from the wicked. You will be separated from those on the left, those evil ones on the left. Faith longs for that day. You should long for that day. Daniel saw it. John saw it. Your Lord promised it. And that day is yours to ponder in faith, to earnestly hope for, as the words of the prophet and the apostles and your Lord Jesus teach you, that He will come in glory. We are to marvel at what the Lord has done, marvel at what your Lord is doing, what He is doing for you right now, and what He will do for you on that great last day. It should be obvious to all of us that the world sees the outer things. The world sees the physical, but the Lord sees the heart. We may look at some of these things outwardly, as did the 10 virgins, and 5 of those virgins were foolish. They were consumed with the outward things of this world. Or as we heard last week with the one man who was given the one silver talent, he was consumed with outwardly things. But Jesus sees the heart. He sees the difference between sheep and goat. He sees the difference between those who believe His holy word and those who follow the boastful lies of the devil. The psalmist prophesies for us, "The ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." The ungodly will be ordered to depart from Him into the everlasting fire. But you, dear one, you, dear little lamb who believe, you who faithfully await the coming of your King and your Lord in glory, you who cling to His word against the ridicule and the rejection of this world, you who are compelled by faith to love God and your neighbor, you of whom the apostle writes, "Your faith grows exceedingly, and the love of every one of you all abounds toward each other." You, His dear little lamb, will inherit the kingdom of heaven, prepared for each of you since the foundation of the world. Our minds cannot grasp this, but our heart must take hold of it and never let go of it. Yes, you will be raised from death to life. Until that day, though, you are asked to endure. Your faith will be tested, and it will be tested even to the point of death. Yes, your life right now is mixed. There are goats in your midst. And the apostle says, the manifest evidence of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, that is you. You will be counted worthy. Soon the Lord Jesus, he will be revealed from heaven. And with him will be all of his mighty angels. And in that flaming fire, he will take vengeance on those who reject him. They reject him. Therefore, in his righteous judgment, in his divine holiness, he will reject them. Yet your king knows you. Did you hear that? Your king knows you. He knows your heart. He knows your soul. He knows you as his dear little lamb. You believe in him by the power of the Holy Spirit. You're given to believe, and believing by faith, a faith that lives to please God. Since this faith knows your salvation, it is actually already accomplished, freely given to you through faith in Jesus Christ. So finally, my dear brother and sister, my dear fellow little lamb, until that day, until divine fire comes to cleanse the creation, until all things are made new again, until the true church is clearly seen there at our King's right hand, your Lord will continue to come to you. He will come and seek you out. He will find you. He will bring you to his presence. And here he will feed you. He will give you his body to eat and his blood to drink. Here he will proclaim the truth of his word to you. Here he will sustain you. Here he will care for you. Here he will protect you. His dear little flock, he will remind you all that he has done for you. And he will announce to each and every one of you that all your sin, every sin is forgiven, washed away by the blood of the Lamb, the very Lamb of God that takes away all your sin. Thanks be to Jesus. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.